A year ago today, the federal government's insurance exchanges stumbled into existence. It was quickly apparent that healthcare.gov wasn't ready for prime time.
I got as far as the screen that has the security questions, and then it was just completely non-responsive.
As soon as I click the button to look at what my eligibility is, I get a blank screen.
That's Ryan Ray of Memphis, Tennessee, and Angie Flynn McGeever of Asheville, North Carolina, describing their experiences with the website last October. The Obama administration was pummeled, but eventually most of the site's problems got fixed. 2 weeks ago, the administration announced 7.3 million people have bought insurance in the affordable care marketplaces so far this year. In a moment, we'll talk to the woman who runs healthcare.gov. First, here's NPR's John Itzde on whether this first year should be viewed as a success or something less.
President Obama says here's how you should measure the success of the Affordable Care Act.
The bottom line is this. Under this law, the share of Americans with insurance is up, and the growth of healthcare costs is down.
Now, lots of experts disagree with that last part. They say we really don't know if or how much Obamacare has restrained healthcare cost increases. But even skeptics of the law, like Bob Leshefsky of Health Policy and Strategy Associates, agree with the first part.
Somewhere between 10 and 11 million people are now insured who weren't insured before. And that's good.
Most of those people gained insurance through Medicaid, which was expanded in 27 states and the District of Columbia under Obamacare. The rest got their insurance through the federal and state exchanges. Caroline Pearson is a vice president at Avalier Health, a consulting firm.
By and large, it looks like the first year of the exchanges has been quite successful, despite a really tragic start to open enrollment with tremendous IT problems.
So far, so good, but it's still early.
That's Jonathan Gruber, an MIT economist who helped design the Affordable Care Act and a similar Massachusetts law. Gruber says the most important metric is the cost of insurance in the exchanges.
Remember, this market, the individual insurance market, is a market where premiums were rising 10% or more per year before the Affordable Care Act. This year, by the best estimates so far, they're rising by a very small amount, if at all. I think that's one very exciting development that's pretty solid.
But Bob Leshefsky argues that current premium costs are distorted by a government program that protects the insurance companies from losses in the first 3 years of the marketplace.
For the most part, insurance companies really can't lose money in the first 3 years. So we don't know what the real costs are.
In fact, Leshefsky thinks some companies are coming in with lower prices just to gain market share because they know they're being protected against losses by the government safety net. Avalier's Pearson doubts that, but she says insurers are flying blind, setting premium levels for next year without a clear knowledge of their costs.
It's very early in this new exchange market, and the plans are really still operating without complete information about what the enrollees look like and what their medical spending is going to be.
Bob Leshefsky agrees pricing Obamacare insurance is still a challenge.
We really are a couple of years away from being able to assess whether Obamacare has been a success, whether it's sustainable, whether it's going to create affordable rates, or whether we're going to get huge rate increases.
If premiums are too expensive, people will be priced out of the Obamacare market and it will fail, says Leshefsky. And he says the exchanges need to sell close to 7 million more policies in each of the next 2 years to reach the critical mass for the market to work. But Jonathan Gruber argues it's not the total number of people in the exchanges that will determine Obamacare's success, but whether its premiums are affordable. His only worries are political and judicial.
If the law is left alone, there is zero chance it won't work at this point.
Gruber does worry about Congress and the courts. For instance, if the Supreme Court were to rule that Obamacare subsidies for millions of policyholders are illegal, that would shake the very foundation of the Affordable Care Act. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.